everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 196.
196
of two people, two assortments of people, bringing you the news that Microsofties are pinging each other about. That's right, we call each other softies or Microsofties. That's our little slang. We played around with calling you pingers. Tell us what you think about
it. I don't know. Do we have a name for the audience?
Pingers so far. Pingers? I mean, you suggested a couple weeks ago.
Pingers works, and you know, the main thing is, hey, we're following you on Ping Show. Is it Ping Show?
The hashtag? Hashtag Ping Show.
Hashtag Ping Show. We're out there.
Do the hashtag. Do the hashtag. Do the hashtag. Do the hashtag.
Last week, we talked a little about the new CEO, our Super Bowl commercial. A lot of interest, actually, in the commercial. People said it was cool, unifying, adjectives not... thrown about our commercial or ads or the company as a whole, but it's good to see that the whole One Microsoft change is influencing and is visible outside of just, you know, our corporate memos and things.
And also the nice comments about how you guys agreeing with the fact that Satya is in fact a snappy dresser. So
say there was a shot of him kind of half leaning on a wall in a hoodie. I don't know how forced that was. He usually is, you know, kind of the collared shirt and suit guy. Not too far. Not one of those bow tie.
And I like the walk. I like the what they call it, the West Wing walkabout backwards camera shot they were doing. That was in building. In case you're curious, trivia wise, that was building 33.
Okay, I thought so.
Building 33. They emptied out the building and they actually had the camera crew and the handlers there, and they were doing the backwards walking shot with Steve Clayton.
Yeah, as they're kind of just perusing their way around the building.
Very cool stuff.
Interesting. Well, let's see what interesting stuff we have for this week.
Movie remake time. RoboCop.
Back to Detroit.
How did we get this into this? You know, it's interesting. Sony Pictures actually approached the Bing team to say, hey, can you help us re-envision what you think Search is going to look like in the not-too-distant future? Now, the original RoboCop movie, that probably was released, I think it was 84,
87, 89. Yeah, it was late 80s.
So the near future for then probably was around 2010 or 2012 or something like that, which is the not-too-distant past for us.
Right.
Now the near future is 2028. So we're not talking, as they say in the article, they're not talking about holographic search engines and like in, you know, Minority Report kind of things, but instead they're talking about voice command, they're talking about intuitive search and other cool things as well. So cool stuff as far as some reimagination from the Bing team about what search could look like.
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting interface. It's more kind of conclusive to like what you're kind of saying there. The voice commands are in there now. I mean, you can do that on your Xbox. You can do that on, there's some demo apps up on the Bing dev platform that let you do this stuff. So it really was not taking a huge step forward. I think people may have learned in their futuristic sci-fi stuff when they, I keep thinking to Back to the Future, when they go to the future with like the big chalking walls and all that stuff. Yeah. That year's passed.
Yeah.
Like that's already gone.
Where is my flying car?
Like no hoverboards, no flying cars.
Not there.
But we do have giant PPI displays.
You do.
So we're close. So I think that they've taken a little bit more realistic. They said grounded in reality. It's a cool, interesting think of what it's going to be like in 10, 15 years. So for those of you familiar with Reddit, you probably already know that Bill Gates did have an AMA back earlier this week. If you're those of you not familiar with Reddit, Reddit is a community website. Basically, you can post either a text message or an image or a link, and then there's a discussion that follows. And the nature of the whole site is that everyone has a single vote to give to every article. So things get upvoted, downvoted. Well, they have another feature they call AMAs, or Ask Me Anything.
They've gotten quite popular over the last little while with different teams, different product teams, different companies have gone in.
President of the United States.
Basically, you can submit yourself in to be able to do an Ask Me Anything with a unique thing.
Right.
And then the team that moderates that particular form will say, yeah, go ahead, we'll schedule that in.
So,
Bill Gates was one of them.
So, Bill, I love how it starts. So, their acronyms and everything, it's an IAMA, I-A-M-A, and you fill in what you are. And this is, I'm Bill Gates. he fills in co-founder of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the founder of Microsoft. You ask me anything, but
and he did an interesting way because there's no way of actually proving who you are because it's just a thing, right?
Right. You have to submit some kind of proof.
His proof was in his office, hanging up to a "I am Bill Gates" piece of paper. And then what's this? Is it
Snoo?
Snoo?
Yeah, Snoo. The
was standing
alien
next to him. So
they actually had a video they posted afterward of them having a good old couple minutes together, just hanging around, having a good time.
Nice.
So I never knew they were BFFs.
And also to try to precede some of the conversation with some questions that people had already submitted for the answer, they went ahead and did a nice little cutout paper, anime kind of, not anime thing, but...
Anime, little overlay.
Yeah, overlay animation, basically, of Snoo and Bill and other people answering questions. Like, you know, what would you do with a $100 bill if you found it on the street?
Yeah.
Things like that, so...
He runs the gamut, everything from healthcare to education, mm-hmm. his new role within Microsoft. He goes into detail about all that. We won't regurgitate all that for you. You can go ahead and look. Like I said, it's all upvoted, downvoted, so the more interesting responses and questions are actually bubbled up to the top.
Yep.
That's a little feature of the site. I personally liked, people ask, one of the great questions was, what are you most interested in, what are your goals for this next year, and how can we help? And mm-hmm. I think that is a lot of what it is. It's not just an inflection of money, but a steady kind of flow of energy towards causes. I know a lot of his things are malaria and education in third world countries and healthcare about that. So awareness is actually a huge part of what he does.
One of my favorite ones that he answered, that they asked him, was, what is your favorite, most expensive guilty pleasure? His answer was the Airstream jet.
Yeah, the personal jet, which he uses again to go to third world countries.
Yes, to be able to go off and to visit different countries and do different things. So it's an enabler. But he was making a parallel to how Buffett has a jet as well, and he actually calls it the infallible, I think it is. I forget what it was. But the idea of having a jet is rather ludicrous, but at the same time, it greatly enables him to do other things. So that was my kind of
Now I'm thinking about what I would name my jet.
I don't know.
I have some time to come up with one.
I think it'd take a long time for me.
Speaking of jet planes, the FAA, which is the Federal Airline
Aviation Authority.
Federal
Aviation Authority.
They're the government authority overseeing air travel in the United States.
They're the ones that loosen regulations that allows you to use electronic devices from gate 8.
Yeah, leave your phones on airplane mode the entire time. Well, they've just approved surfaces for in the flight deck.
Now, is it a surfaces or is it surfi? Is there a plural? You know?
I've been known to use interesting plural polarities.
I would say surfi.
So surfi is
it's
where
like
I would
moose
go.
And mooses.
But I've
or mice and mises.
You would know more about meese
and mooses
than I.
But
how long is this going to take?
The surface has been approved to be able to use as a replacement for that ginormous heavy bag of paper and other flight deck and flight utilities that the pilots have to bring on for their flight plans. And a third-party application, which has been waiting to be for the surface to get authorized by the FAA, is available, basically, touch interface, modern UI design, to be able to go off and to handle all this flight plan stuff.
Two little parts. It's the app is called Flight Deck Pro.
Yep.
Is released for that. And then Ram, a company that makes mounts for everything,
Ram.
From motorcycles to car. Has mounts that you can place and just drop your surface on.
We have to work on getting a Ram mount for the surface for our motorcycles. I know you got
that
a motorcycle.
Seems excessive, but
I don't know, man. Like, we could do that.
I have my little GPS on there. I'd probably use my Surface instead. You're
you know,
right.
It'd be great. You can touch interface through the glove or something like that. But Ram mounts now for the Surface as well, because you have to obviously be able to plop that in somewhere. So
you don't want to lay it on top of the
new the throttle sticks or something like that on the right hand side. Not a good idea. But yeah, the Ram mounts are definitely very cool for Surface mounts to open it up for a world of possibilities.
Yeah.
Used in police cars, used in trucking and other types of mobile office situations, but now also for planes, and now plane software.
So one of the things I get really excited about is new hardware.
Oh.
And Nokia has made potentially another huge hit here with the Nokia Lumia Icon.
5 inches, baby.
Which is
beautiful.
Interesting because they're, everything else is a number. This is just the Icon.
I know, they're changing naming conventions. I hope they're not gonna start going the Nokia Icon version 1, update 3, revision R2, as the Microsoft naming standards have come into play.
Ultimate.
The Ultimate Edition.
For talking.
But this is a 5-inch to screen, and you're saying, what, it's actual 1080p?
It's a 1080p display.
1080p display.
At 5 inches. So it's kind of like somewhere in between the 920 series, 920, 928, 929, and the 1020.
The big ones.
Or the 1520.
No, the 1520 is large. The 1520 is more like a phablet. It's
right.
Like you're talking like this on the phone.
So you don't have the... So basically, if you all you care about is the camera, the 1020 is still the way to go.
Yeah, I've got the 1020.
This, however,
awesome.
Has a 20-megapixel camera. Mm-hmm. Still more than sufficient to do photo stuff.
Easily, yeah.
You got that screen.
The screen
we can see is... The device itself is only a little larger than a 920.
Imagine watching the Ping Show in HD, 1080p, on
which you
the
can
icon.
Do... Actually,
hey everybody, welcome back.
So the device itself is only a little taller than a 920, less of a bezel, and fit that entire beautiful screen on there.
So
completely flat, so no hump like the 1020.
So it's as tall as a 920. It's obviously wider. Probably a wider like the 1520.
They have the not as wide really, because
you know what's going to solve this? We need to find someone that can get us one that we can try out for the Pink Show. That's what we got to do. We got to work our connections, man.
The only bad things I've heard is that right now it's only coming out in black and white, to which I don't mind one, and I'm one of the few people I know who actually doesn't put a case on my phone.
Yeah.
Everyone else I know like really wants a certain color, and then they throw on a case anyway.
I've got a camera grip on mine, so I got the 1020, so it's really got cool. An extra battery power and a tripod mount.
But whenever I hear, I always want to hear what the low points are or something, and when they have to go as far as to say like,
the colors.
We wish there were more colors, that's a good sign. This is a very picky crowd. Phones are something you pay a lot of money for, get stuck on huge plans for, and use for every day. I'm okay with the color. I'll get an airbrush or something.
You got it. And from the Nokia Icon to Fashion Week in the UK with London Fashion Week 2014, where Nokia actually partnered with a cutting-edge designer to design a skirt made up of 1520s. Nokia 1520s.
These big old 6-inch
The phablets. Screens. The phablets. And so basically, they had a Fashion Week 2014, and they decided to go off and partner up with this. And it was Kin, I do believe, that it basically went through and used their design know-how. They normally are working in Windows desktop mode and with different display screens and touchscreen stuff like that, and they basically partnered with them. There's some, when you jump to the link, you'll actually see some pretty cool mock-ups of how they actually arrange these phones. But picture the phones all running this app that they created. That is going to go in and use the GPS sensors to basically determine the orientation and the movement of the person to make it so that the phones actually shimmer and change in sync with the movement, and uses video and photos of the surrounding around the person at the same time.
I'm assuming this isn't something you take out swing dancing.
No. It is full phones. You can see the metal frame that the model is wearing, so I don't think it'd be very comfortable to sit in.
Right. Yes.
You have to definitely get an extra advantage protection plan for those phones. For sure.
They say how many they use in this?
I don't think they have the stats on that one there.
It's too many to really count in an image. It's like four phones high, which is like 20-something inches. Yeah.
So basically, Kin was talking about how basically they've partnered with Nokia before. They're very impressed with the PureView software and also the Carl Zeiss lenses, obviously, for some great quality control of what you can do with photography. But then also because they've worked with the platform like Windows, they thought this was a very cool opportunity to develop for the phone platform as well. There's even a shot of the phones in like setup mode.
Oh, yeah.
I can't imagine how they program these things, man. It would be insane. People get that going. The closing quote is, "All my life I've had a Nokia phone. I love them for being easy. They have a great design aesthetic." So just in case you wanted to know, limited edition Ping shirts based on the Nokia icons.
Oh gosh.
We'll try to see if we can figure that one out.
That's about all for this week. Remember to follow us on Twitter at Mark DeFalco.
At RicksterCDN.
And follow hashtag.
Do the hashtag. Do the hashtag. Do the hashtag. Do the hashtag.
Hashtag
Ping Show.
Ping Show. You got it.
For this week, we could do our own little AMA. Feel free to ask us a question in the comments.
Yeah, anything you like.
Anything. We have some ideas what they may be. Surprise us. Right, let us know what you think about the icon. Is this your next phone? What are you waiting for? What kind of phone is really like on the horizon for you?
And you take it up even one more notch. If you were going to use the icon or another type of phone for a wearable, what would it be?
It would be a hat.
Or a shirt. Who knows?
It would have to be all orange.
You got it. I know. He's wearing orange underneath the red, in case you're wondering. Just in case. There you go.
In case anyone, yeah.
It's there.
It's still there.
You know what? Thanks a lot for joining us. Awesome time. King 196 in the hole, buddy. That's it. In the leg.